This is the audio version of Irene T. Boland, PhD's Expert Insights article titled Pivoting Learning Strategy to Rapidly Reskill the Workforce, read for you by the Leonardo Institute. Dr. Boland is a consultant to the Fortune 500, author, learning researcher, public speaker, and creator of efficient and effective learning and development teams as centers of excellence. For more like this, go to leonardo.institute and click Audio Collections. Pivoting Learning Strategy to Rapidly Reskill the Workforce by Irene T. Boland, PhD. The arrival of mainstream artificial intelligence has accelerated many tasks in the workplace. In some cases, this has made existing professionals more productive. This is evidenced in the chatter you can see in online forums, where people are very excited that their most boring tasks are getting done faster, thanks to these tools. In other cases, it has rendered job roles unnecessary. For example, call centers can have an AI bot or recorded voice-based phone system handling so many ordinary requests that the need for human representatives to speak with customers has dropped. When this happens, employers have a decision to make. Can we reskill and redistribute these workers to other parts of the business? In cases where we can, we need to do it quickly. Rapid reskilling refers to training programs that aim to get employees proficient in new skills or technologies in a matter of weeks or months, rather than years. How do you know if it's time to undertake rapid reskilling? What are the signs? Recognizing the need for rapid reskilling is crucial for maintaining an organization's competitive edge and adaptability. Here are some examples of signs that it's time for rapid reskilling. Skill gaps are impacting performance. If there's noticeable underperformance or challenges in meeting current industry standards, it might indicate that the existing skill sets are becoming obsolete or inadequate. Industry evolution. Rapid technological advancements or shifts in industry practices can render existing skills irrelevant. Organizations should stay attuned to these trends and, if relevant, proactively reskill their workforce to stay ahead. High attrition rates. A sudden increase in employee turnover, especially in key talent, can sometimes be attributed to a lack of career development opportunities or the feeling that skills are stagnating. This is a clear sign that employee development is needed to retain and engage employees. Difficulty in recruiting new talent. Struggling to fill positions with the right skills could indicate that the skill sets required are either scarce or evolving. Reskilling existing employees can often be a more efficient solution than hiring new talent. Market or clients demand changes. If customer preferences or market demands shift, requiring new services or products that your workforce cannot currently deliver, this necessitates rapid reskilling to meet these new demands. Internal feedback. If employees are feeling ill-equipped to handle certain tasks or expressing a desire to learn new skills, you should consider reskilling. Regulatory and compliance updates. Changes in legal or compliance requirements often require new knowledge or skills. Organizations need to quickly adapt to these changes to avoid penalties and maintain standards. Addressing these signs promptly through a rapid reskilling program not only helps in closing the immediate skill gaps, but also demonstrates a commitment to workforce development, improving employee outlooks, and organizational resilience. Once you've identified the skill development needs, they need to be prioritized. To identify and prioritize skill needs, I start by aligning the organization's strategic objectives with emerging industry trends. This involves collaborating with different departments to understand their current challenges and future requirements. I employ a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats to assess internal capabilities against opportunities and threats. I often also use a skills matrix to map current skills against future needs, which helps in clearly identifying gaps and training priorities. Increasingly, clients ask me which of the many learning theories or models are most effective for adult learners in the workplace. In corporate settings, I find a combination of adult learning theory and experiential learning particularly effective. Adult learners bring a wealth of experience and prefer to be actively involved in their learning journey. Therefore, facilitating a learning environment that encourages self-direction, practical application, or experiential learning, and relates to their existing knowledge base enhances engagement in the learning and retention of new knowledge and skills. When it makes sense to do so, emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, virtual reality, augmented or blended reality can be impactfully incorporated into reskilling programs to enhance learning outcomes. I've integrated virtual and augmented reality to personalize learning experiences and provide immersive training scenarios. VR is particularly useful for simulating real-world environments in risk-free ways, ideal for technical training or soft skills development, like machine operation or crisis management. In advanced learning systems, AI algorithms can recommend customized learning paths and resources, adapting to individual learners' pace. Any individual can use available AI chat tools to create a custom learning path outline. What metrics or KPIs do I use to assess the effectiveness of a reskilling program? Key metrics include learner engagement scores, pre- and post-training assessments, skill application on the job, and impact on performance KPIs. When warranted, I also track ROI-related results in terms of productivity improvements, reduction in errors, or improvements to the quality of work. Employee feedback and retention rates post-training can provide insights into the long-term effectiveness of the reskilling efforts. There can be significant challenges while implementing a reskilling initiative. Rapid reskilling is not an excuse to try a one-size-fits-all approach. I tackle this by developing a blended learning program combining digital micro-learning modules, hands-on workshops, and peer-to-peer learning sessions. This approach allows us to offer a variety of options, ensuring wider accessibility and engagement, along with opportunities for repetition and practice. Follow-on activities and check-ins help ensure the learning sticks. Here's how I identify the learning needs of different groups of people in the workforce. I conduct learner assessments and surveys to understand the workforce's diverse needs. I talk to stakeholders surrounding the learner, peers, leaders, and people who depend on their work, and stakeholders they partner with in other areas of the business. Based on the findings, I create a mix of learning formats, from interactive e-learning modules and video tutorials to in-person group trainings and peer coaching. This multimodal approach ensures a variety of ways to learn and practice. Securing buy-in from key stakeholders, such as leadership, employees, and unions, is essential for program success. To secure buy-in, I focus on clear communication of the program's benefits, aligned with the organization's goals and employee growth. I identify key stakeholders who can influence adoption of the program. Demonstrating how skill enhancements directly contribute to business objectives is key. Engaging stakeholders early in the process, keeping them informed throughout, and enlisting the support of champions to spread the word is vital for sustained support. What strategies do I employ to foster a culture of continuous learning and development within an organization? I advocate for embedding learning into the daily workflow and making it part of performance indicators that are measured and rewarded. Encouraging leadership to model learning behaviors, offering time and resources for learning, and recognizing achievements in skill development are essential strategies that drive the message that the organization values development. Providing platforms for knowledge sharing and creating learning communities in which leaders regularly engage also promotes a continuous learning environment. How do I ensure the scalability and adaptability of reskilling programs in response to rapidly changing industry trends? Just because something is trending doesn't mean we jump right on it. When new opportunities arise that make sense for the business, we scale by designing modular training programs, allowing components to be easily updated or interchanged as business needs shift. Using digital platforms for delivering content and incorporating adaptive learning technologies ensure that the training remains relevant and can quickly scale up or down based on demand. How do we future-proof a workforce against evolving industry requirements and technological advancements? Future-proofing a workforce centers on fostering agility, adaptability, and a mindset of lifelong learning. Skills that help the workforce become lifelong learners remain valuable regardless of trends and changes. When planning for the next wave of upskilling, I engage in skill needs forecasting based on macro and industry trends. We look ahead at where the organization's industry is headed and aim to develop the team to make the most of emerging opportunities. Building a diverse skill portfolio within the workforce and emphasizing cross-functional learning ensures that the organization and its employees can pivot quickly in response to new challenges and opportunities. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation from the Leonardo Institute. For more expert insights, concise, relevant, actionable articles, magazines, and books, go to leonardo.institute and click Audio Collections.